Welcome to the Misfits audio presentation of The Tale of Two Foodies. None of the food items mentioned in this episode were consumed by mice our cast may have personally known. Actual food consumption by mice in your sphere of influence may vary. Get away from the grilled cheese and bologna sandwich, you! That's better. Come back later and we'll watch An American Tale, or maybe the Mickey Mouse Club. He's a nice guy when he's not eating my cheese and processed meat products.
I have no idea why he thinks I would want to watch cartoon mice. And what's wrong with eating cheese? I call it fromage, and it is tasty. Oh, hello. I am Jean-Paul. I have been a waiter in the finest restaurants in Nest City. My story is one of surprise, adventure, and food. At first, a great distance separates cousins, but I think there is something more to it than that. If you ever drop by the Le Revere Vermont, be sure to ask for Jean-Paul. I will serve you well. And so, our story begins away from the city, at the doorstep of a country mouse.
I wonder who that could be. Don't get many guests around these parts.
Hello, cousin Bernard.
Nope, just Barney. Is that you, Reginald? I haven't seen you since the last family reunion in Nest City.
I'd like you to meet my fiancé, Fiona.
Fiancé Fiona? Fantastic to finally familiarize myself with your future family member.
Pleased to meet you, Barney.
I'd like you to meet my son, Bert.
Hey, how's it going?
Actually, we were just passing through on our way back to Nest City and...
Barney, do we have company?
Yeah, my cousin Reginald is here with his fiancé Fiona.
Fiona? Far out! Suits up shortly.
We wouldn't want to impose.
No bother. A little extra broth and we're good to go.
Hey, how's it going?
Fine. Thank you, Bert.
You know, we probably should move along. We were just in the neighborhood, so to speak. Of course, we did not wish to be an imposition.
No imposition at all, Reggie.
That's Reginald.
I know, but we're kin. You'll always be Reggie to me. After all, we mice have to stick together.
Must we?
Come and get it!
Well, it's so lovely how you draw from so many different themes to create your place settings.
Yeah! I call it early American garage sale.
Oh, my.
This is good.
While I always try to use a spoon with soup, I must say, this is delightful.
Hey, how's it going?
Is he always like this?
He must like you. He rarely talks this much.
Lulu, where did you learn to cook like this?
Well, I have kept up with the latest since finishing online culinary school. You know, magazines, video training courses, and of course, the Recipe Network.
Really? What's your favorite recipes?
Well, let's see. Spiny lobster in crazy water, ugly but good cookies, spam sushi, and last but not least, broiled double thick lamb rib chops with slicked up store-bought mint jelly sauce. I usually make my own.
How barbaric.
Settle down, Reginald. These dishes sound delightful.
My dear, I must insist we be on our way.
Do you really have to go?
I'm afraid we must. We will be in Nest City for some time.
They tell me the food there is outstanding. Lulu, you really must come for a visit.
Nest City? I don't know. I'm so used to living in the country.
Promise me you'll consider it.
Let's go, my dear.
Hey, where are you going?
Oh, Reginald, do you remember?
This is your favorite restaurant.
I just love the angel hair pasta with pesto and chickpeas. I must take a picture of this heavenly creation for my food blog.
If I may, might I suggest apple gingerbread cobbler or praline poulet pot bread for dessert?
They're both good, Jean-Paul. But I wonder, does the chef have any lemon tea cake tonight?
Oui, oui. Excellent choice, madame. Pierre, lemon tea cake. Tout sweet.
Reggie, is that you?
I must be dreaming. I almost thought I heard my country cousin, Barney.
Fiona, don't you look the picture of him.
Hey, how's it going?
See here, this is a fine restaurant. You can't just come in calling across the room for all to hear. Do you have a reservation?
Reservation? We're just looking for Reggie and Fiona.
This is impossible. They...
It's all right, Jean-Paul. These are Reginald's cousins.
Cousins?
Distant cousins, I assure you.
Are you having chickpea spaghetti?
Close enough.
Can I have a bite?
Certainly. We are, after all, family.
Perhaps we should take Barney and his family back to our house, Fiona.
That's right. You two got hitched.
Yes, we did. But, Reginald, it would be rude for us to simply leave before our family has had a meal. I'm certain the trip was long.
It was.
I'm sure they must be hungry.
We are.
I'm sure they want to talk about their trip.
Hey, when are we going?
Give me a minute. Hey, look, Barney. They have veggie ribbons with creamy Alfredo. I've always wanted to try that.
Why not? I've been saving all year for this trip to Nest City. Order what you like.
This is my lucky day!
Ladies and gentlemen, we have received word that Le Fluffy has experienced an early release from prison and is headed this direction. Please exit quickly. Not a moment to lose.
What's going on?
Lulu, you must come with me quickly. There is a cat headed this way.
Oh, and once we're outside, please be careful of the humans.
We noticed. They're everywhere.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, you better get going.
Don't get me wrong, Reggie. It was nice to see you again, but we're heading back to the country.
I'm just sorry Lulu didn't get to taste her veggie ribbons and Alfredo sauce.
Oh, it's all right. I can make it at home.
I honestly thought you would love the city, Barney.
Well, it had its moments, but city life? It's just not for me. Too many dangers. Cats, dogs, humans, and your sewers are filled with bad influences.
But the food is so wonderful here.
I'm sure it is, but I keep up with your blog.
Aren't you bored in such an uninhabited part of the world?
We got neighbors. Good neighbors.
And there's enough open space that we can see when the barn cats are headed our direction.
Are you saying that your way of life is better than mine?
I think Barney just means that it's what we know. What we're used to.
I, for one, have been completely enchanted by this visit and hope that we can visit again. Let's not wait so long to catch up next time.
You have my email address, right?
I do. And you have my blog address?
Been following for a long time.
Hey, can we get going?
I suppose it's time.
And so the story ends. Who is right? Who is wrong? Who can tell? I think they both learned more than they thought they would. I think the trip to the country was as hard on Reginald as the trip to the city was for Barney. And their love of food was what brought Fiona and Lulu together as a family and friends. Sometimes the best way to get along is to walk a mile in the shoes of those you least understand. I tried that once. I discovered I hate penny loafers. Well, I'd share more, but Fiona just posted a new recipe.
Lasagna rolls.
And Lulu just responded.
I'm trying that tonight.
And Common Ground was responsible for bringing the two cousins and their families together.
Hey, time for you to get going.
You've been listening to Fable Distortions, the Tale of Two Foodies. We'd like to thank the Fable Distortion players. Tom Chalker as Barney. Delvin Kenzer as John Paul. Katie Denhot as Lulu. Glenn Haskell as announcer and Reginald. Ryan Haskell as Bert. Guests for this episode include Tonya Milojevic as Fiona and Billy Flynn as narrator. Fable Distortions, The Tale of Two Foodies was written, produced, and mixed by Glenn Haskell. Executive producer and webmaster,
John Tatterzak.
Theme music by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com. If you've enjoyed this episode, there are more than a dozen other distortions of known and little-known fables produced by Misfits Audio. And there is no cost to listen, like Jack and the Screen Talk. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Billy Flynn. This is an original production by Misfits Audio. Copyright 2014, all rights reserved.